Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis's humor was rarely sophisticated or deep, but it did do the one thing humor must do. It made people laugh.
Look no fighter, buddy. I'm your jerk.
The image of Jerry Lewis most of us will remember is that of a slapstick, zany comic who talked funny.
What's your name?
Georgie. My name is Georgie Hillman.
And that was intentional. Lewis often claimed he was trying to play the role of a 9-year-old.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
Everybody is 9, except they resent it, they hide it, they put up facades. There's nothing wrong with maintaining the 9-year-old in all of us.
Lewis came from a vaudeville family. His first appearance on stage came at the age of 5. In his teens, he began performing in New York City nightclubs. His biggest break came in July 1946, when he performed for the first time with Dean Martin.
Good evening, and welcome to the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show on the Colgate Comedy Hour.
During the next 10 years, Martin and Lewis became an American institution.
Hey, you and me. We're gonna be partners, you and me.
Whether it was radio, television, nightclubs, or movies, Martin and Lewis were a hit.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by. Answer the phone, Jerry, I'm tying my tie.
Okay, Dean, there's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by.
It seemed to be the perfect partnership.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money.
And maybe we're ragged and funny.
But we'll travel along.
Singing a song side by side.
But then in 1956, it fell apart. One of the most famous show business breakups ever.
You break the water bag and you see your creation alive and well and walking, and then it's only 10 years old and it dies. It's very traumatic.
Jerry Lewis became a solo act, a successful one as well, especially on the big screen.
Jerry Lewis is a magician with a rabbit you won't believe.
In the late 50s and early 60s, he starred in a series of films.
Jerry Lewis in The Geisha Boy.
There was The Bellboy, The Errand Boy, The Patsy, and in 1963, Lewis's most acclaimed film, The Nutty Professor.
I hope I haven't hurt anyone. I didn't mean to do anything that wasn't of a kind nature.
When you walk through a storm, keep your head.
In the 1970s, Lewis's box office appeal began to diminish. He still performed, but Lewis started becoming best known for his annual muscular dystrophy telethons.
You always wanted to get a dollar more?
Yeah.
Even though the telethons raised hundreds of millions of dollars, some criticized Lewis for patronizing those afflicted with the illness. His humor has been trivialized by some who label it as silly and childish. Throughout it all, however, the telethons, the movies, the nightclubs, Jerry Lewis always said there was one constant, his desire to provoke laughter.
You have an audience of 1,000 people all sitting, facing the stage. The thought of rejection is instantaneous. The tendency to have that work, the odds on it, are very great against it.
It didn't always work for Jerry Lewis, but usually it did.
Never walk alone.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.